Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, back in studio. Good to see you, Alan.
And good to see you, David. Always fun to return. We're in New Orleans, Big Easy, visiting our son, Jonas, and we had a wonderful time and his family, and here we are.
Well, from something that's beautiful to something that's horrific, we have been listening all morning, this morning on the BBC, to the terrorist attack in Manchester in England. 22 killed at this point, 60 injured. It was at an Ariana Grande show, the American pop singer. The bomber killed himself, and of course, the carnage that we've been hearing targeting teenagers at a concert, and of course, the police there saying also children were killed.
This, of course, is a despicable act. We all know that. If somebody is going to kill themselves, there's not much you can do. What are you going to do? Kill them again is a punishment. However, there has to be a strategy that is developed to stop this stuff. And what happens when you do that is, of course, you become more and more of a police state. You have to, in terms of stopping what's happening. You know, it's always a few who cause chaos for the many. But there really is no acceptable alternative to taking every precaution. And that, of course, brings with it all kinds of disruptions to American civil liberties, which I suppose is the point of the terrorists.
Meantime, Sean Spicer, I heard this morning, has briefed the President Trump on the terrorist attack, many, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, sending their thoughts and prayers, as well as beefing up security at airports and transportation hubs. But how much does something like this bolster the agenda of a President Trump when it comes to things like terror and military?
Well, I mean, here's a guy who plays on people's fear, David. And when that happens, he said, see, I told you. What's been happening, of course, in this country is that we have tried to abide by the rule of law. But when the president seems to be thwarting that rule of law himself, he risks, of course, universal condemnation. More and more, the ball of twine is unwinding, and we see that. We see General Flynn in big trouble and announcing that he is not going to appear unless he is given immunity. And right now, the way it plays out is, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment. It's his right not to testify. However, what the game is, of course, is that he hopes that the prosecutors will say to him, your testimony is so important to us that you're off the hook if you've got something to give us. Then comes the cat and mouse game of what he could deliver if he is given immunity for some acts that could end up with him in jail. And then we see all of these committees, a special prosecutor. As I say, the ball of twine is coming apart.
The budget, is it coming apart for the folks who voted for President Trump? In the Times today, the plan hits hard with severe cuts to Medicaid, nutritional assistance, welfare, and disability programs.
David, I keep thinking of what Donald Trump said in order to try to get some black votes in the election. And that was, what do they have to lose? Well, we are seeing what they have to lose. A point I've made again and again and again. The people at the bottom who depend on Medicaid, who have some kind of health care as a result of it, if tens of millions of dollars by the time this is all over, that's a great deal. And it translates right into health care, preventative health care, and every other kind of health care for those who have the least. The gall of a guy like Trump, who has so much and whose family never will want, to say to other Americans, you can't have anything, or you can have very little, and we're going to cut it out because this is a program that we don't need here in the United States. Well, we do. We're the only industrialized democracy that doesn't have it, universal health care. And at some point, we're going to come to our senses and say, health care is a right.
Well, speaking of what you have to lose, listeners, you have the opportunity to perhaps lose your radio station if you don't support it. And we're trying to make $500,000 in our Lockbox Challenge. Alan, before the on-air fun drive, which starts in June, put something in if you can. We love you for doing it. It's WAMC.org.
David, we cannot forget how we put all of this together, all of us. Well, I have an announcement to make. The Spitzer Foundation has put in $25,000 if we can complete this $500,000 lockbox. This is not going to be easy. I'm scared to death. I'll be honest with you. Last time it was $400,000. This time it's got to be $500,000. Half the money has to be put in by the first day of the fund drive. We've got $250,000 in now. The whoosh factor is happening, but now we really have to do something. Courage is something you expect from your public radio station. And you're going to get it right here. But everybody, please understand that we can't afford not to do this.
WAMC.org.